What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for tuning in. Wow, craziness is happening. It is exploding right before our very eyes. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Will Johnson. My website is uniteamericafirst.com. If you would, please bless me by sharing this video, sharing it out. Thank you so much for tuning in. Now, one of the first things that I want to talk about is what's happening in Russia. And a lot of people are on the edge about what's happening in Russia because this could be the thing that no one wants to see happen. This could be it. I don't know. So I was talking to my producer earlier about it and said, what happens? Just bear with me here. What happens if some of the weapons that the terrorists were using in Russia? Well, let me back up first. For those of you that don't know, there was a terrorist attack that took place in Russia. At a music hall, a terrorist attack. And I got video footage. The terrorists are inside, just shooting people. What I was saying is, what happens if the terrorists, the weapons that the terrorists were using, I'm not saying that this is the case, and I'm hoping that this is not the case, but I think about everything. I think outside the box. But what happens if the weapons that the terrorists were using were the same, some of the same weapons that Joe Biden left in Afghanistan? Do you understand what I'm telling you? Because they're saying ISIS is taking responsibility for it. And you hear all of these tyrants on the left right now, all of these tyrants, they're all saying, oh, wasn't this the same ISIS that was eliminated by President Trump? Well, guess what? It was eliminated by President Trump, but guess who revived it? Joe Biden, when he left the military grade weapons there. When he left those weapons there, he revised it. He brought it back to life. He's like, oh, let's bring them back. Because remember Obama? Remember the whole stories with Obama, with the whole terrorist acts? And Joe Biden, they needed this because I'm telling you right now, I'm willing to bet that every Democrat that sees what's happening right now in Russia, they are more likely celebrating the fact that this happened. Because the left, they hate Russia, Putin, as much.
Russia.
As much as they hate America and President Trump. And yes, you heard me say that correctly. The left hates Russia, Putin, as much as they do America and President Trump, because they're demonic Democrats. Now, like I said, I do have some stuff I want to share with you this evening about what took place in Russia. And some people are wondering what's going to be the results of this, because you know they're looking to find out how did they get there in the country? How did they get the weapons? Who helped them get in the country? If it actually is ISIS, I mean, ISIS could just be coming out there saying, yeah, we're taking claim to this. We're the ones taking claim to this. But how do we know that it wasn't set up? Because the reason why I'm saying it's probably a setup, because you remember the whole Nord Stream pipeline? You remember that exploded? Remember that? And come to find out, the U.S. and Ukraine was involved in that explosion. Then they tried to say it was Putin and Russia that did it. So you really can't believe anything that they tell us. You can't believe them. They don't tell the truth when it comes to any of it. So let me play this first one for you. And this is the one where they were inside the music hall shooting people. And say, I can show this here on X and I can show it here on Rumble, but I can't show it anywhere else. Watch this. Now, the one thing that I found interesting is that you can see the terrorists right here just shooting, right? They're just there shooting. And people, and no one's screaming in the background, but they're just there kind of like, you know, right, recording it like they're watching a show. That's a little odd to me. Maybe it's just, you know, people are kind of like holding the phone up and they're kind of low, but I don't, I mean, it's really odd to me. Or maybe this is the terrorist that actually was recording it too and put it out there. Because apparently there was more than one terrorist that did this terrorist act. How many people have they said?
40 have been killed.
40 have been killed?
100 at least injured.
100 injured, at least 40 killed.
Right.
My goodness.
And ISIS took credit for it.
And ISIS took credit for it. Oh my goodness. So if you're watching right now, everybody, please hit the thumbs up on this for me. Please share this video out. Please hit the share button on there. Please hit the share button. I have some more information that I want to share with you on this. And this is absolutely wild.
And the world
is on the edge.
You know, you saw the gun he was shooting, right?
Yes.
It's called an AKM. And I was like, what's an AKM? So it's a Soviet designed AK platform changed rifle.
Okay.
So it's similar to...
Can you put that on the screen where we can put an image of it on the screen?
I can't put an image yet. Hold on.
Okay. Yeah. So if you can get the image of that, we can put it on the screen. Because I would like to show that to everyone because I'm just kind of curious. Yeah. You know what? One person, King Watch says, ISIS took the blame and Obama created ISIS. That's why I said... I mean, Obama did basically.
You said that.
Obama
earlier.
Basically did create ISIS, and I said Biden revised them.
So this is the guy.
President Trump got rid of them, and Joe Biden brought them back. So this is the weapon that they were using in there. This is what's been reported that they were using in there. This is
yeah.
wild, right?
Yeah, it says Soviet Union. Yep.
It's wild, right?
Yeah.
So here's
and
another.
I think they said there was five people in there shooting.
Five terrorists.
Five. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what I heard last. So
okay. Well, here's another shot that was from Russia, where this took place.
So not only were they shooting, but they were setting off explosives at the very same time.
Yeah.
So this definitely was a planned.
This is a full-on terrorist attack.
It is.
This is a full-on terrorist attack, and I'm gonna tell it again. I'm gonna say it again. The left, they're probably celebrating that this happened in Russia. Innocent lives were taken. Should never happen in the first place anywhere. But I'm telling you right now because they hate Russia.
Russia, Russia, Russia.
The Democrats hate Russia. They hate Russia, Putin, as much as they hate Trump in America. Am I wrong in that? You know what, Shannon? I did a poll just the other day on X, and I asked a question. Who would respect, I'm paraphrasing, I can't remember exactly how I said it. Who would do better for America? Who would respect America more, Putin or Biden? It's just a simple poll. Overwhelmingly, people voted for Putin. Said Putin would respect America more than Joe Biden. And wow. That's pretty sad.
I mean,
but I believe it's a true statement.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Biden does not respect our laws. I mean, look at the border.
No,
right?
He doesn't.
I mean,
not
look at,
all. At
the giving the college paying their debt, right?
And he's turning our country into a socialist
unconstitutional.
Country. A socialist nation.
Yeah.
The socialist nation. I guess they're like, well, we want to be a better socialist country than or a communist nation than communist Soviet Union. That's what their goal is, the Democrats here in the United States of America. Well, here's another shot that I just want to show you. Look at all of the police officers that were at this when it's taking place with the terrorists. These are in Russia. And again, every time something like this happens, the Democrats kind of, they thrive on it. And with all of the illegals coming into the United States of America, this is part of it. Let me ask y'all a question. Seriously, let me ask y'all a serious question. The terrorist attack that they just had in Russia, do you think for one second that the Democrats don't want it to happen here in America? It's a valid question. Well, some, you know, the trolls are going to be like, no, that's not true, Will Johnson. That's not true. They don't want it to happen here in America. Yes, they do. With all of the terrorists that they're importing into the country, you know that they want it here. You know that they want them here. 100% hands down. Look at this. And it's on fire. the Democrats, their lovingness. No one should be excited by seeing any of this. This is horrible. And I'm just wondering, is there any kind of connection with the Obama ISIS? Probably is. More likely it is. Obama hates Russia. Biden, the Democrats hate Russia. Yeah. Let's send in ISIS. Now, look, I don't, this is just a theory, right?
Right,
it's a theory. I'm just speaking out loud. I'm just speaking my mind here. Mm-hmm. I get to do that here. I get to say that our federal government is possibly behind this. I'm just saying, I don't have any proof of it, but the way they hate Russia, the way they hate America, the way they hate Trump, the way they hate Putin, who's to say that they're not behind it?
You're saying using the proxy ISIS.
They're
right?
using ISIS as a proxy right. to attack Russia, because we're not going to send American troops on the ground in Russia.
Of course not.
Let's send in ISIS. We'll send in ISIS to kill innocent Russians. And here in America, we don't want anybody to be fighting. President Trump kept us out of wars. You understand what I'm saying? President Trump kept us out of wars. The Democrats are in, they're plunged us into wars, and they want us to remain in war.
Let me ask you this, Will. What are the chances are that Putin is going to not retaliate?
If he finds out that the United States of America has anything to do with it, or whatever nation has something to do with it, he's going to have to retaliate, or he's going to look weak. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm just hypothetical, you know. I mean, because he's already has his hands full with Ukraine.
Yeah.
So, or, you know, at first I thought this was an extension of the Ukraine war. I thought, okay, somebody got in there and, you know, from Ukraine and did this.
I mean, who's to say that Zelensky didn't reach out to ISIS to do this too?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, we don't know. That's just the point.
Yeah, we'll find out sooner or later.
That's just the point.
Maybe.
We don't know. We might find out. We might not find out.
Just like we still don't know who did the pipeline.
Yeah, supposedly, allegedly, no one did the pipeline, right? It just, you know, automatically by itself.
Allegedly, it was Putin.
Yeah, allegedly, it was Putin.
This was probably Putin, too.
Listen to this video here. And this is highly disturbing. And the world, I think the world is on the edge of it all. I think the world is on the edge. Listen to this.
One is Islam and those who want to destroy that and destroy society. Look, Islam will enter every household, whether you like it or not. Donald Trump, inshallah, soon you will see we have a plan in place. To go visit him before, and call him to understand. Inshallah, if Biden, wait, we'll also go and visit him, inshallah. And others, Brother Bobby, may Allah make it soon, inshallah, we'll be seeing his shahada. And others, Sneeko and others, we're going to be reaching out to everybody. As Muslim, as an ummah, we're going to be reaching out. And you're going to be seeing more and more of these types of people who know that this society and the direction that it's going in is not the right direction are going to be coming to Islam.
Y'all hearing this? See, they're saying now, I'm not saying that he has any connection with what happened in Russia, but it was just, I'm sitting there going through the feed and looking up, you know, doing research and just looking at all this information, and this pops up. This is nothing new, what he said. This is, they've been having this ideology and wanting to do this for the longest, and the world is on the edge of like imploding. The world is like is really crazy right now. It's really stupid what's going on. It's really ridiculous. Make sure you unmute number three over there too. Unmute the so I told everyone last Friday, or was it Friday or yesterday actually? I told everyone that if you want to, I'm going to open up the phone line so you can give me a call. And I'm going to go ahead and set that up right now. And I'm going to open up the phone line. Turn that up. And I'm going to go ahead and hold on 1 second. Huh? Yeah, hold on 1 second. So I'm gonna open up the phone line, everybody. And okay. Yep. Did you turn it up? Okay. The phone line is open. Can you put, let's put the number in the chat.
Absolutely.
Because I don't have it in the lower third here for people to call in. I need to work on that, get it in there. But we're gonna put the phone number in the chat if you want to give me a call and talk about what happened in Russia. We can even talk about this ominous bill that the Republicans handed to the Democrats. Why they did this, I don't know. To me, it's highly disturbing that they did this. Mike Johnson called himself a Christian, and he completely did a 180, a complete 180, and just handed the Democrats exactly what they've been wanting.
So, I also want to tell people, if somebody wants to get a pen and paper with the number, is I did put it in the chat, but not everybody's in the chat. So the number is 319-527-3453. That's to call in. One more time, 319-527-3453.
Yep. Yes, if you want to call in. Did you put it on X as well? Okay, put the, just in case, because I know there's some people on X that, you know, doesn't like Will Johnson, and, you know, they might want to call in and let me have it. This would be the perfect time for you to call in and let me have it. I'm all about it. I'm all about it. This would be, you can even call in and tell me about we can talk about Candace Owens. Did y'all hear about this? Candace Owens got fired from the Daily Wire. And to my understanding, she was the only black person on the network. Not that that really matters, but they're emphasizing on it. And the reason why they're emphasizing it, you know who's emphasizing on it? Don Sourpuss Lemon, please.
You know what?
Don Sourpuss Lemon. He got fired from CNN.
For talking bad about women and treating women bad. Yeah. And all of a sudden, he's worried about Candace Owens.
Yeah, he got fired from CNN.
Give me a break.
I mean, really? Don Sourpuss Lemon, he has no room to talk.
No room to talk.
Okay, everybody, the phone line is open. That's if you want to call me. I don't bite too hard, but I do bite. No, I'm kidding. Okay. I'm just kind of curious. What do you think is going to happen with Russia? Because I think one report was saying that this has been the biggest or been one of the worst terrorist attacks in Russian history.
Well, in one recent of them, history.
In recent said, yeah. history.
Right.
One of the biggest terrorist attacks in Russian history.
Recent history.
Yeah. Recent. Let me get it right. Recent.
I mean,
history.
They've had other attacks, but.
And I'm just kind of curious, what do you think, you know, I'm not saying that, you know, Obama's ISIS has anything to do with it, but it could very well be Obama's ISIS doing this, could very well be. So the phone number is in there, let me go ahead, if you want to write it down, 319-527-3453. That's if you want to give me a call. This is a perfect time. You get to say whatever it is you want to say. Free speech 100% exists because we're on X and we're on Rumble. Okay, while you're deciding to call in or not call in, let me share this with you. I shared this last night talking about the border, our southern border. And I believe that there's a connection because I've been saying this for months now that the Democrat Party, they are importing the terrorists into the United States of America because they need terrorist attacks to happen before we get to November. Black Swan event. They need something to happen. They need it to happen because everything they've been doing trying to prevent President Trump from succeeding has been failing. The more crap they throw at President Trump, the more support he receives. They're a bunch of idiots. They would have done better just ignoring Trump as much as possible. They would have done better at that, but they can't help themselves. They can't help themselves. But what you see right here, this happened yesterday in Texas where you had a mob. I call them terrorists because this is a terrorist attack on the southern border. And of course, the left, they don't want to look at it this way. They just want to try to say, oh, this is happening because of the GOP. This happened because of Republican. This happened because of Trump. When President Trump was locking down the border. And why do I say, again, this has a connection with Russia, with the terrorist attacks that happened in Russia? Because These are terrorists that the Democrats are bringing into the country. Now, I don't want to be right in that statement, but my goodness, it really does look like it. Let me play this for you again. So look at this. This is so wild to me. This is absolutely wild. And you know, last night I was talking about how the soldier that's standing right there in the middle of the screen, he's watching it all unfold. None of the other soldiers rush to him. They all have firearms, right? They all have firearms. Not a single one of them pulled up the firearm. They could have popped a few off and said, get back. But you know what? Joe Biden and all of them had him court-martialed for defending our borders. We are at war, and the federal government is allowing us to be invaded because they're the ones doing the invasion. Look at that. Then he gets out the way.
We did it, Joe.
See that? And now you can't say that she never went down to the border, because there she is right there at the border. There's Kamala Harris at the border. Really? Kamala Harris, all of them. They're destroying the country right before our very eyes. We're seeing it happen. We're seeing it happen right before our very eyes. Let me share this one with you. So, of course, Karine Jean-Pierre, in the press conference, she was asked a question about the National Guard being attacked by these terrorists. And that's why I'm calling them terrorists. It was a terrorist attack on the southern border. Listen to what she says, because, of course, they try to act like this is no big deal. It's nothing to see here, nothing to see here. Watch.
Thank you. So on this border video, what does President Biden think should happen to adult men who are assaulting and overpowering U.S. National Guardsmen?
Well, let me just first say we're grateful, and I said this moments ago, to Border Patrol agents to quickly work and get the situation under control and apprehend the migrants. So I want to be really clear that everyone who was apprehended by Border Patrol, they were able to do their job, even though it's made it more, even though Republican governor, in particular Governor Abbott, has made it difficult for them. They need more resources. We need more personnel. I mean, we have to have the backs of our law enforcement on the ground who are dealing with this every day. But Republicans are getting in the way. Republicans in Congress do not want to help. And you have a governor, Governor Abbott, who's politicizing it.
Are you hearing this? Are you hearing this? This is not Governor Abbott's fault. This is not the Republicans' fault. They want the border shut down. She's saying it's their fault because you don't want to just give them free access to America. You don't want to just have open doors. That's why they're saying it's the fault of Republicans and Governor Abbott, because you're trying to stop these people from coming in. That's the reason why they bum rushed the gate. That's the reason why they bum rushed it. And you know what's really disturbing about all of this? They actually let them into the country after all of this. After all of this, they still let them into the country. All right, looks like we have our first caller, Shannon. All right. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? You there, caller?
Hi, hold on.
Okay.
Is that better? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. That's good.
Beverly Bosch, and I'm calling from the Chicago area.
Beverly from Chicago, Chi-Rock. Thank you so much for the call, Beverly.
Just wanted to tell you I appreciate everything you do.
Oh, I appreciate you giving me a call. Thank you so much. My buddy Ben Burkholm
really
was just in Chicago.
You know what? Mike Lindell was just in the area a couple of weeks ago also.
Nice.
Chicago's a little hot spot.
Yes, he was. He's there talking about the voter machines, about what's happening in our up-and-coming election.
I tried to get into two of his events, and both were sold out.
Really? That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, you know, and you're right, Will, that we're on the edge. Mm. I believe that if it was Islam, I think the CIA had something to do with it.
Yep.
That's my opinion. And it's you know, they attacked the Jewish Israel, they attacked Russia, a Christian nation, and America's next.
You know what? You know what? Because I'm constantly telling people that the Democrats want this destruction in the country.
It's biblical.
It really is. It really is.
It's the war, good against evil. And, you know, for whatever reason, it seems like over the past probably 10 years, things have moved so much faster than they ever have in history. And it's people being able to see behind the veil of, and see what's going on. And it started before Trump, shortly before Trump, but before Trump. But Trump's had a lot to do with us, our eyes opening to see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And everything they call conspiracy turns out to be true.
Yep. And
isn't
you know
that
what?
Funny?
Because President Trump, I believe because of President Trump opened up so many people's eyes that the left, these elitists, the globalists, they all feel that they need to go to the extreme because President Trump has already let the cat out the bag. They said that Trump exposed them, you know, and they said, so wait a minute, he's already exposed us. So we need to go full on commie. They're not holding back anymore.
Yeah, and Beverly, did you hear that they passed the spending bill today?
Oh, that was disgusting. It disgusted me. I actually called the speaker's office, and they were saying, please, speaker's office, please hold and hanging up.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, I called three times, and that's someone answered the phones and hung up.
Wow.
Please hold, and they would hang up on you.
It's like you're calling the office.
One of the chats.
It's like you're calling the office of a liberal, Democrat.
Mm-hmm. They hang up. I probably got a lot of calls after he pulled that.
Oh yeah, stunt. I'm quite sure that they got the message, which is why they started hanging up.
I was very disappointed. You know, Johnson came in, you know, praying and. Then he allows this bill to go to the floor that had the disgusting stuff in it that it had.
All the homosexual stuff,
the
like the bad.
The 9 months. $4 million for tuck clothing for children.
All the homosexual stuff in there, and I'm like, what? And this is Mike Johnson calling himself a Christian. Mike Johnson said that I'm a strong Christian and I rule by what the Bible says. And then he does this. He didn't have to take it to the floor. He could have tabled it. He said, I'm not going to do this. In good conscience, I can't do this. But he did it anyways.
And everyone, all the Republican speakers, you know, the ones that are getting on talking, they're saying that it's a little too close to the election time for them to shut the government down.
Yep.
Bull crap.
That's the only reason why these these Republicans that have no backbone, no spine, they did that because they knew that the Democrats would come out and say, oh, look, this happened or this terrorist attack or this happened and this happened because the Republicans shut down the government. They set them up. They set them up.
As always. And we fall for it.
And. What's with all the Republicans walking away?
That's another thing. That's another thing. I believe they have dirt on them.
That's what I think too. That's what I think too. None of it makes any sense. But again, the Bible said it wouldn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen to that. That's so true.
Absolutely. Well, hey, Beverly, thank you so much for the call. Have a wonderful, blessed weekend.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, you too. Thank you again for all that you did.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Take care. So
phone lines are open. Once again, let me give the number just in case people
aren't in the chat.
It's 319-527-3453.
Okay. You can put it in the chat again.
I promise
next time I do this, I will have it in the lower third down there. So then that way you can just look at the screen and dial the number. I do apologize for that. Let me show you a video because, you know, the terrorists that attacked our southern border yesterday. Well, what do you think happened to them? Do you think that because they attacked National Guard, they were like, oh, you're getting on this bus. We're deporting you immediately. So not only did they break the law coming here, they actually assaulted the National Guard. Nothing to see here? Really? Watch what happened to them.
Do you know if any of them did make it into the interior of the United States?
Yes, many of these people did get processed by Border Patrol under Title 8, which is what is typically used for the what we know as catch and release. These are people that are mainly released into the country. So this sends the message to people around the world that even if you act like
there
this,
are two
you
participants
can probably
in the conference
into the country. And I think they continue to push these boundaries and to see what they can get away with. And here they got away with some really, really scary stuff and, you know, appeared to be assaulting some of the National Guardsmen. It was totally out of control.
It was totally out of control. They let these people into the country after they assaulted them. The Democrats are sending their if they're not bringing them in through the southern border, they're flying them in. Just last year alone, 2023, Joe Biden flew in over 320,000 illegals into the country. And some of the illegals that they've been flying in ever since Joe Biden has been in the White House, they have been assaulting Americans. They've been raping people. They've been doing crime all throughout the country. They're here and he's flying them in and they're still labeled. Their status is still illegal. They didn't come here on a visa. They're still here illegally. And no one knows the difference. No one knows the difference. Well, here's another one I want to share with you. This is what Karine Jean-Pierre actually saying, that we've done the work, meaning that we've done the work bringing the terrorists into the country is the way I see it. Listen.
So we've done the work. We have. We have done the work. And we need more. Yes, we were able to secure more funding for DHS with this budget deal, but we need more resources. We do. And so there is an agreement. There is an agreement that took 2 months to get to. I don't know. It's up to them. They have to answer that question.
I mean, my goodness. You know, we've done the work. We've brought the terrorists into the country. We brought them in here. How many of y'all think right now, you can give me a call, how many of you think right now that these Democrats are not bringing the terrorists in? Turn the volume button down on that for me. How many of y'all think that the terrorists coming into the country are not here on purpose? Now, I do have the phone line open.
Two participants in the conference.
Okay, so let me play this one for you. Here's another one I want to share with you. This is with Karine Jean-Pierre once again. Karine Jean-Pierre. And this one, she's putting blame. She's putting blame on Abbott. And other, now she's asking the question about other Republican governors. Is this the one? I think this is the one, if I'm not mistaken. This is the one where they're talking about other governors. Yeah, here it is. Watch this.
Today, Governor Ron DeSantis said that he's also looking at implementing a law like Texas that would allow Florida to arrest migrants as soon as they cross the Florida border. Are you concerned that other governors will be looking into kind of stricter immigration laws like this?
I'm concerned about the politics that's being played here.
What about the lives that are being lost here? What about the fentanyl that's killing people here? What about the sex trafficking of children that's happening here? She's more concerned about the politics of it other than the Americans that are dying. This is what the Democrats do. They can care less.
Instead of dealing with the issue, instead of the governor in Florida saying, hey, senators, my senators in my state, we need to work on the issue at hand here. There is a bipartisan agreement that is in your chamber, right? That is in the Senate. That was agreed upon in a bipartisan way. Can you guys move forward with that? instead of playing politics. That's what we want to see. We want to see an issue actually dealt with that majority of Americans care about.
No, they don't. No, they don't, because if they actually dealt with it, they would have shut the border down. They would have closed it down. But instead of them actually doing that, they want to have open borders. And then they turn around and just blame it on Governor Abbott. They want to blame it on Republican governors. Even in Florida, Ron DeSantis, they want to blame Ron DeSantis. Because the Supreme Court ruled in favor. Was it the last week or the beginning of this week? Where they ruled in favor of Texas being able to arrest these illegals for being in the country.
Oh, it was last week.
Last week, arresting them.
Friday.
They broke the law, came into the country. And why they had to go to the Supreme Court in the first place, I don't know. Like, we need to make sure if this law that they actually broke, if we can actually arrest them on that. Do you see what's happening? Everything that is wrong is no longer wrong. Criminals break the law, but we have to go to the Supreme Court to find out if you can actually arrest them for breaking the law. Someone help me understand that. Listen.
Has the president seen that dramatic video of migrants surging past National Guardsmen in Texas and in El Paso? I mean, look, I have not spoken to the president about that video. What I can say is this, you know.
So how come she hasn't talked to him about it? This is the same woman that says she gets up every morning at 4:30 in the morning to go through the news of the day. That's what she said. 4:30 every morning.
Well, he was in Arizona.
So she couldn't make a phone call?
No.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait.
I bet he's on his way to Delaware.
Listen to this. Because I've thought about this.
What's that?
If the Border Patrol agents were on horseback and they were whipping the reins on the horse, oh, Joe Biden would have came out quick about a statement then. You remember that?
Of course.
You remember?
Yeah, they but never in apologized this case, for the lie he oh, never apologized yeah, for. Yeah,
yeah,
I remember that.
And then they still went after when they found out that they didn't even whip any of the Haitian people at that. When they didn't even whip any of them, when they got it wrong, they said they were still going after them because of the way it looked. The optics, that's what made them want to go after them, even though they found out that they didn't do anything wrong. They didn't care.
I really, truly believe that's a question for, the Republican governor of Texas, right? This is something that he should address, that he should actually speak to. The president has worked with Congress in the Senate, as I just spoke to, about getting an immigration bill done, making sure that we deal with the border challenges that we're now seeing, and you have a governor of Texas who has continued to politicize this.
I don't even know where she's getting that, because he's only trying to stop him. He's trying to stop the illegals from coming into the country. He's not politicizing it. He's stopping them. I guess, again, everything, you know, what was right is now wrong. And what was considered evil is now good. This is the world we live in.
I mean, Will, one of the people in the chat, Dan Dreyer, he said, name one other country that would allow this.
None.
Right?
They would have been shooting them.
So ridiculous.
They would have been shooting them. Pop, 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 pop. But they can't do it, because if they do, they'd probably get court-martialed for defending and doing the oath that they took. See, again, it's upside down. Well, listen to this idiot here. We all know that the border crisis, the border problem is generated and created by the Democrats. Well, listen to this idiot, Joe Scarborough. Listen to who he's putting blame on. The border crisis that just happened, the terrorists attacking.
If I were a Democrat running for office, I would do this. I would be carrying this around all day. Look at what the Republicans are doing to you. Look what Donald Trump's doing to you. Donald Trump said, and by the way, this is for you at home.
Look at this. So I'm going to skip some of this because he just rambles on really quick talking about his camera guy or whatever. But listen.
Kill the bill. And
let me go back a little bit more.
Donald Trump said, blame me for this.
No, he didn't. He didn't say blame me for this. He said kill the bill because the bill wasn't doing anything for America. It was all about sending money to Ukraine. That's what it was about. It's about sending money to Ukraine. President Trump, if they would have had a great deal, President Trump wouldn't have gotten away of it. He would have never said anything. And actually, President Trump, he can only put suggestions out there. It's up to Congress to make the decision about it. So it's not his fault. This dude is a total idiot. Listen to him.
Donald Trump said, kill the bill and blame me for everything that happens after this point. Donald Trump said, blame me. So, yes, Donald, we are blaming you. We're blaming mini-me Mike Johnson.
Let's see, now mini-me Mike Johnson, now he finds room to insult him when Mike Johnson just gave the Democrats what they've been looking for.
Oh, the drama of it all.
Yeah,
I mean, drama. Talk about a drama mama. You know what? Scarborough, he's such a, what do you call it?
Tool.
Well, he's a tool for sure.
He's a tool. 100%.
Everything's Trump's fault.
Everything.
He doesn't hold Biden responsible for anything.
You know, Joe Scarborough went to the restroom the other day and he ran out of toilet paper and he said it was Trump's fault. Okay. I mean, I'm serious. So he had to use his hand. It's Trump's fault. This is how disgusting this dude is.
Yeah.
All of the entire left, they're absolutely
I can't even believe he has an audience. I mean, to be honest.
They're repulsive.
He's over the top.
He really is. Well, you know, there's a lot of Democrats right now that's still supporting Joe Biden. And I want y'all to listen to this because this is just like, this is out of Chicago. You know, not everybody in Chicago is stupid. There's awesome people. We just had a wonderful lady call us from Chicago. But then you have people like this. And listen to him. He's just like regurgitating what he just said. And there's a lot of black people that end up being like this. They just say what the white Democrat masters tell them to say. Ooh, I'm glad I can say that here on X and Rumble. The white Democrat masters tell them to say this. Listen to this.
It's difficult for me to understand why some people will not give him credit for the tremendous leadership he has provided, for what we've been able to accomplish. Coming out and coming through the pandemic, we look at the status of the economy in our country.
See, he's just repeating different things that I heard they say on MSSTD and the Communist News Network and ABC, CBS, the entire Alphabet Network Soup Group. He's just repeating what he heard on there. Joe Biden hasn't done anything. This is the exact same thing that happened during slavery. You have the black ignorant person like him on the Democrat plantation because only the Democrats ever owned slaves. Only Democrats. The Democrats are still the same Democrat party today. And there's a lot of people that don't even recognize that. It's the same one. They're sex trafficking children today. What's different? They still hate America. They're still trying to destroy America. What's the difference? The same Democrat party during that time took Abraham Lincoln off the ballot. Look who they tried to take off the ballot again. President Trump. Same Democrat party. The only thing that changed were their tactics. It's right down ridiculous. Okay, let me bring this up one more time. This is something that I've been actually doing, and this is like a sponsor of mine, PamperWithGrace.com. Can you put that up on the screen, PamperWithGrace.com? This is something that's really been beneficial to me. That's the reason why I'm talking about it. Here's like one of the containers that comes in, and this one's empty because my producer, she took all of them.
Okay, it's really good. We got a new box, everybody.
Now, well, don't listen to her. We need to get a new box. I got an empty box. She can't show you a new box, right? This box is empty because she took all of them. Well, the reason why I started taking it because my hands, they peel like no tomorrow. My hands, for the longest, this has been happening for many, many years for me. And I'm like, is there anything I can do about it? So I've started taking this and my hands are still peeling because this has like been a lifelong thing for me. And they're looking a little bit better so far. They said it can take up to 30 days, sometimes even 60 days for you to get the full effect. But what I have noticed, you see, I got these dreadlocks. I got a whole bunch of hair. But my hair started thinning out on top, yeah, other than the gray. other than the gray. I'm probably, you know, try to do something over the weekend for that. But my point is my hair started thinning out. And I was like, at the point, I was like, man, maybe I should just cut it off. Right. But then I started taking this and my hair started filling out. I was like, I got out the shower because every day I go to the gym, I wash my hair. I'm not one of these people that can't wash your hair. And you see people, some with dreadlocks, and you think, oh, do they even wash their hair? Will Johnson washes his hair every day. And I got out the shower and I'm looking, I'm like, wow, look at this. My hair on my head is not thinning out anymore.
And
right
what about
here,
your Pepper workouts,
with
Will?
Grace.
And what about your workouts?
Oh, well, the workouts. Can we put that up on the screen?
Yeah.
The Pepper with Grace. So, okay, we'll put this up on the screen.
Can you split screen it?
Here. Yeah. So I've been going up to the, I've been going to the gym, like I said, every morning, and this has really been making a difference for me. Before, when I would take it, I'm like, man, I feel like I'm going, but it doesn't give me like this boost, like, oh my goodness, like I'm buzzing, like I just had a, you know, caffeine and just buzzing off the wall. No, it's really different. It's like, I have this energy, this longevity, and it lasts all day long. Mm-hmm. And I don't crash or none of that. And I've been sleeping better with it. Even though with Facebook, what they're doing to me, this has really been helping me out sleep a lot better. But Shannon's story is more remarkable than mine. Mine is just helping with my hair growth coming back, which I got all these dreadlocks. I don't have to ever worry about that, but I was starting to see it. But Shannon's story is completely different.
Yeah, well, and we're talking about actually.
Also, are you not able to put the website up there? Because I see the gun up there still. But go ahead. So this is some of the things here. These are some of the items here that are actually working, that's doing a wonderful job, not just for me, but for so many other people. Right? Look at this. This is some of the stuff on here. Like the better skin tone. And actually, some people said it even helped with the bags under their eyes. It helped with so many different things. It actually helped rejuvenate your eyesight. This is like remarkable. It's so amazing. Okay, yeah, but let's go ahead if you can't figure it out. Let's go ahead.
But if you go to Pamper with Shell, what I wanted to talk about.
PamperWithGrace.com.
Yeah. One of the ingredients we're talking about today is the
as a tax thing, and
there's three ingredients, but this is one of them, and it has been studied so much. These are 10 benefits from clinical trials. Brain health, there's been 9 human clinical studies,
and this
on
is something
it.
Joe Biden could take advantage of, but some people said don't give it to Joe right now because we need him to go.
Yeah, it's helped with cognitive function, it's helping with mental fatigue, it's helped even with dementia and preventing Alzheimer's, skin and health protection. There's been 12 human studies on that. The eye is amazing to me because people's eyesight has actually been improved with this. People with glaucoma, with double vision, blurred vision, eye soreness. This helps the blood flow, capillary blood flow. And so it helps with your eyesight. And then, of course, there's cardiovascular support. You guys, it helps inhibit LDL cholesterol oxidation. It decreases systolic and diastolic blood pressure and improves blood flow rate. Now, that was from 11 human studies. So there's so many good things to this. And we ask people to go ahead and take the 30-day challenge. Buy yourself a box. If you subscribe, you get to save a little bit more. But I don't think it'll take you 30 days to see a difference. Well, yesterday, we actually got an email. And the lady said that she was amazed. Her name was Linda or Joan. And she said, I'm amazed. I have been able to sleep through the night. And she said, normally I don't hardly sleep at all, but this elixir has helped her sleep through the night, kind of like what you just said. So, yeah. And of course, for me, it's helped balance my hormones. And so I've had zero hot flashes.
Yes.
And I was having like 30 days.
Let me be clear. The reason why she took all of them, because
I didn't want to share with Will.
She said she was going through multiple hot flashes to see. Look, I can't even begin to say what women go through. In this, there's a difference between men and women. There is a difference. Mm-hmm. There's two genders. There's a difference. I get to say that here. There's only two genders, male and female.
Right.
So she was going through some stuff. And I mean, every day we come into the studio, she's like turning the fan on. We got the AC going and she's got the fan going at the same time. She goes, I'm so hot. And then she says, I'm cold. And then she says, I'm hot. It was like a roller coaster. But then she started taking this and she's like, overnight.
So it let's was say like it the again. Solution. It's Pamper.
PamperWithGrace.com. And really, if you go to my website, which you can see right there, UniteAmericaFirst.com, UniteAmericaFirst.com. If you click on Conservative Shop, you'll see it right there, too. And she just put the link in the chat. If you want to go check it out, PamperWithGrace.com. This is something, a sponsor of mine. And look, I'm not the only reason I'm talking about it, because I'm seeing a true difference on it. And let me tell you one more thing before we go. If you really want to try this, do the subscription. You can always cancel later. But if you do the subscription, you get a discount that way. You can find out if you really like it. And it's 30 days back. 30 days, what, money back guaranteed.
Yep, there's 30 days. Yep.
30 days, money back guaranteed. You have nothing to lose. You understand what I'm telling you? So give it a try. Give it a try. UniteAmericaFirst.com. Right?
Someone said, I need to share with you, Will.
Yes, you
so
do.
I do share with you.
Listen, she's so mean to me.
Listen, it got down to the last three. I gave him one and I took two because I can't live with my hot flashes.
Yeah.
So I mean,
I got it. You know, when it first happened, I came to the box. I'm like, wait a minute.
We were one day short of getting a new box.
I was like, wait a minute. I went
now.
To the box. I'm like, wait a minute. And I say, I already knew what was happening here. So then I went to, and then I went and talked to her. I said, you know, we don't have any more. And I already knew she took them, right? I mean, no one else take them, right? I already knew she took them. I said, you know, we don't have any more. And she go, oh yeah, we're out, aren't we? She's not telling me that she have them. I already know. We both know that she has them, right? And she goes, she just playing along. Yep,
I started
yep.
laughing.
We don't
I
have any.
Laughing.
Yep, you're right.
He
we don't have any
more. I understood.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't have any more. But she's like, I do, not you. So I get it.
It's good stuff, everybody. I promise you. And also on Facebook, I created a Facebook page, Pamper with Grace.
PamperWithGrace.com.
You could go there, start following us. Let's create a community, because I know people are going to have some really significant benefits from this elixir.
It's really awesome. Okay, everybody. God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Be safe out there. Y'all need to prepare for what's to come. Okay, let me just be clear about that. Y'all need to prepare for what's to come. I think God put me here to tell people to get ready. I'm not a perfect person. But I'm here. Hopefully I'm doing my part.
And pray for Congress. I can't even say
yes,
it. Please.
Pray for America.
And Trump.
Mm. Pray for America. God bless everybody. See you next week.
This statement is not evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases, illnesses, injuries, or other medical conditions. Nothing contained herein should be construed as, nor is it intended to be used in medical diagnosis or treatment, and should not be used in place of the advice of your physician or other qualified health care providers.
With key ingredients supported by over 80 clinical trials, the exclusive formulation of the Bella Grace Elixir is changing lives everywhere. Ingesting collagen peptides alone is not very helpful. This is where most products fall short, and where Bella Grace changes everything. Unlike other products, the Bella Grace Elixir controls the gene switches which activate collagen creation and disables the enzymes that break down the matrix. Bella Grace Elixir contains Verisol, the world's best and most clinically studied form of collagen. These elite collagen peptides influence the skin's collagen metabolism directly from the inside. Nature's most powerful antioxidant. 6,000 times more potent than vitamin C, Astareal Astaxanthin prevents the activation of gene switches that drive inflammation and activates the gene switch responsible for cellular repair and longevity, forming bridges across cell membranes, protecting them from free radical attack. Amazonian cat's claw suppresses the enzymes that degrade collagen and our skin matrix caused by oxidants and inflammation. It simply turns the switch off. The world's most studied collagen, plus activating the genes that make collagen, plus switching off the genes that break down collagen, has resulted in something the world has never experienced. The Bella Grace Elixir. Start your 30-day Bella Grace Challenge today.